Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
This show is sponsored by Midi Health. There are great things that come with age. Wisdom, experience, and knowledge. Just to name a few. But if you're a woman over 40, it can also bring some less desirable things like hot flashes, insomnia, brain fog, moodiness, and weight gain. All symptoms of menopause and perimenopause. Yes, hormonal transition is a fact of life, but that doesn't mean you have to accept its symptoms as just another part of aging. Midi clinicians are menopause experts, equipped to support you with safe, effective, FDA-approved medications, as well as supplements, lifestyle coaching, and preventative health guidance. You'll come out of the experience feeling heard and with a plan to start feeling better. Midi offers accessible care. All their services are covered by insurance, and they're conveniently accessible through telehealth visits and 24/7 messaging. You deserve to feel great. Book your virtual visit today at joinmidi.com. That's join, M-I-D-I.
Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you, and also accepts insurance. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com.
Local people, local stories. From KYW News Radio, this is the All Local.
From the Delaware Valley Honda Studios, get a deal you'll like on a Honda you'll love. I'm KYW News Radio's David Ash, and here's what's happening. Crews from the region are heading to Florida to lend a helping hand with disaster relief efforts. KYW's Tim Jimenez has more from Red Cross headquarters in Center City.
Florida residents need all the help they can get. Four Red Cross volunteers from southeastern PA and New Jersey are leaving Philly in two disaster relief vehicles. They'll be joining volunteers from all over and with different organizations. The Red Cross says about 32,000 people who were in Hurricane Milton's path started to stay in shelters Tuesday night. They need food, water, and other supplies, but beyond that, emotional support is going to be very important. Also, Pennsylvania Task Force 1 sent about 40 first responders last night, plus the New Jersey Army National Guard said it deployed 80 soldiers and 30 military vehicles. And with so many without power, millions of people in Florida, utility crews are vital in the days and weeks ahead. PECO sent 40 of its employees, and it's 250 from PSE&G. In Center City, Tim Jimenez, KYW News Radio, 103.9 FM.
Philadelphia police want the public's help in identifying the gunman they say fired into a packed SEPTA bus in Cobbs Creek, wounding three women. Investigators have released surveillance images of the suspect. You can see them on our website, kywnewsradio.com. The incident was one of two shootings involving SEPTA buses in the last week. Despite that, SEPTA says overall violent crime on the system is down. KYW's Mike DiNardo reports.
SEPTA has given Philadelphia police clear pictures of the man who is believed to have fired into a Route G bus Tuesday evening in Cobbs Creek, wounding three people on board. SEPTA General Manager Leslie Richards.
Any activity that occurs on a bus, there's video.
And she says that surveillance has helped.
Of the two dozen incidents that have happened over the last year, there has been an arrest made in every single one.
Despite the recent shootings, Richard says overall violent crime on the system is down sharply. There was a 37% drop in serious crimes in the first half of 2024. And she says SEPTA plans to add 40 transit police to its force this year. Mike DiNardo, KYW News Radio, 103.9 FM.
It's enough explosives to level an entire block, and police say it was inside a burning home. The man who lives there is now facing charges of possessing weapons of mass destruction. KYW Crime and Justice reporter Kristen Johansson has more.
Following the fire on Montague Street near Cotman and Frankfort Avenues last Friday, investigators say they found 50 pounds of explosives inside.
Probably would have affected both sides of the block, so we actually really escaped a major tragedy on this one.
Police Deputy Commissioner James Kelly says though they don't know what it was going to be used for, most of what was found was located in the garage and basement.
Chemicals used to manufacture homemade explosives, formulas, and extensive literature for the manufacturing of homemade explosives were recovered.
Yevgeny Sidris Lamab, who lived in the home, now faces charges of weapons of mass destruction causing catastrophe, among other related charges. But he isn't a stranger to the courts. He has a conviction from a 2020 incident for something similar, in which he struck a plea deal with prosecutors for a criminal mischief charge and was sentenced to 4 years probation. He's now being held in jail on 10% of just under $1 million bail. Kristen Johansson, KYW News Radio, 103.9 FM.
Doctors at Children's Hospital of Philadelphia have successfully successfully separated a pair of conjoined twins. KYW's Sean McDevitt reports after nearly a year in the hospital, the boys went home to West Philadelphia this week.
On the right, we have Amari, who is baby A. On the left, we have Javar, who is baby B.
Amiri and Javar Ruffin were born on September 29th of last year. They were conjoined twins, connected at the lowest part of their sternum, diaphragm, abdominal wall, and liver. About 2.5 weeks ago, they were successfully separated by surgeons at Children's Hospital of Philadelphia. Parents Shanika and Tim Ruffin say they were reassured that everything will be okay by staff from the very beginning.
We sat down with Dr. Hedricks and the rest of the team, and it was like, oh, this is easy.
Yeah.
And, you know, we still like, really? Like, okay.
Since 1957, CHOP has performed 32 conjoined twin separations, the most of any hospital in North America. John McDevitt, KYW News Radio, 103.9 FM.
That's The All Local. I'm David Ash. Listen live anytime on the Odyssey app and on your smart speaker. Just say play KYW News Radio.
The All Local is sponsored by your Delaware Valley Honda dealers. There's nothing quite like the Honda Accord Hybrid and the CR-V Hybrid when it comes to exhilarating efficiency. With hybrid technology and thrilling capability, these vehicles deliver an electrifying performance on every drive. Redefine your driving experience with Honda. Contact your local Honda dealer today about the Honda Accord Hybrid and the CR-V Hybrid.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com to start your mental health journey today.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at newbalance.com.